We are looking at a very important subject today, which is kindness. Did you know, by the way, that 13th November, it is World's Kindness Day? On this particular day, the whole world join hands to commemorate Kindness Day by doing acts of kindness. Now, I am sure you are not the only one shocked, because even me, when I was doing a research, I was shocked to note that there is even what is called the World Kindness Day. We are living in a world where there is little kindness that is shown on a daily basis. We are living in a world characterized with violence, characterized with murder, characterized with hunger, sicknesses, diseases, disgruntled families, broken down families, broken down marriages. And all these problems beg answers on where are we going to find relief, or how do we get about to do all these things. This week, we have an important task, that we unpack the importance of kindness and why kindness is necessary. You see, there are small things we need in our daily lives just to keep us going and to keep us sane. The world is operating at a very fast pace, and things are happening so fast, and there's just a lot of trouble everywhere and anywhere, beginning from the home out to the society and the corporate world at large. Imagine you are walking to your office, and then maybe a janitor just smiles, just gives you that warm, bright smile. And just that small act of giving you a bright smile can change your mood, can change your day, the way you are looking at things, because somebody just gave you that small smile. Imagine you want to get into the bank, or you want to get into a mall or something, and then you want to push the door so that you can get in. And as you just want to get hold of the door, somebody reaches out to the door and opens that door for you, and you are again treated to this kingly treatment. Imagine you are on a public transport, and then, you know, in Zambia some time back, there used to be a system where when you are on a public transport, you are on a public bus, and then maybe there's an elderly person, maybe standing, it was your responsibility to show some kind of respect so that you can just stand and then the elderly person sits. Now imagine you walk into that bus, and then somebody looks at you and they seem like, oh, okay, they can give you that slot so that you can sit. Imagine you have a disability and people don't define you by your disability, but they treat you with respect as a human being, and they just show you a little kindness. Don't you think the world could be better, that people could exercise such kind of things? These acts or experiences of kindness, they are capable of warming our hearts, bringing smiles to our faces, and this actually is supposed to be happening on a daily basis. Right now we are in December. This period is considered to be like the Christmas season. It's a time of joy, happiness, and goodwill. This is the time people buy each other presents, gifts, and they thank the Lord that, you know, He has been kind and gracious. But then, this is the same month where people overspend in the spirit of being kind to somebody. And then when January comes, a lot of people have complained that actually January is like the longest month of the year, because it has Northern January and Southern January, because all the monies that was collected, the bonuses that we are collected in December, They were used to buy gifts and all these, and they forgot that when January comes knocking, it comes with school fees, it comes with new shoes, it comes from new books, it comes with all these other responsibilities. And then somebody misused the resources because of the joy of the season, that we will now quickly slowly sink in the longing anticipation to say, what did I do? So for me, I think, like I indicated, kindness must not be limited to the day, which is the 10th November. And the kindness must not, we must not wait until the year comes to an end. That is when we begin to say, oh, we are now in the season of kindness, and then now this is what we are supposed to do. You see, friends, kindness is not a season. Kindness is not a day. Kindness is not a feeling, but it should be our daily practice. It should be a lifestyle. It should be an intentional choice that as Christians, we are supposed to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. And now when you are able to read from Galatians chapter 5, because this one is an important text, you can read it. Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23, it will tell you to say, now these are the fruit of the Spirit. And among these, you have love, you have joy, you have peace, you have patience, you have goodness, you have faithfulness, you have gentleness, you have self-control, and you have kindness. Now, this is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, you can never have a fruit of something or anything without having a seed. Meaning, a seed needs to be planted first. A seed does not transform and grow in one day. A seed does not grow overnight. But with careful watering, tending, and patience, a seed will slowly grow day by day into a strong, towering tree, providing shade, providing food for birds, providing a home for the other insects, birds and other things. You know, even you, when it is hot, you can decide to relax under that tree, which at one point was just a seed. But this seed, because the owner was intentional, planted it and it grew. And this is where I want us to be very mindful and careful that we need to begin to have a good relationship with Christ, because when Christ is in us, when we begin to have a mind of Christ, because Christ is the perfect example of kindness. You can never talk about kindness without talking about Christ. So if Christ now is in us, little by little, day by day, as we continue to read the Word of God, He will guide us and make us grow, especially into this aspect of kindness. So kindness requires intentionality. What am I saying? I am saying that acts of kindness must never be random acts, because oftentimes we think that when you are moving out of a shopping mall, then there's a street kid, and then you give out those small change and give them. Do not even deceive yourself that you have done an act of kindness, because you were not intentional. If that street person was not near that mall, you are not going to give that person that small donation that you've given them. So what I'm trying to emphasize is that our acts of kindness needs to be acts that are spot on. These are acts that are supposed to be intentional. And okay, sometimes the situations can, you may be required to operate randomly. But my emphasis is that when it comes to kindness, we must be, we must be intentional. I have sat in church and I have heard people make announcements, and they are saying, we are going to have a community service. And if at all in your home, there are clothes you stopped using, there are shoes you stopped using, please bring them. There are some people out there who still need them. In as much as the intention or the idea is okay, but sometimes you look at the quality of the clothes, the quality of the shoes, the quality of the bags that we donate out there, you would find you have used this piece and it is worn out. And because it is worn out, you have nowhere to take it, and so you decide to take it there. For me, that does not really qualify to be an act of kindness. You are just trying to dispose of the clothes in your wardrobe. And so kindness requires, you know, a looking out. You know, you are searching for a need. You know, you need to look at the needs of others. And this is exactly what Jesus did, because Jesus was a perfect emblem of this fruit of the Spirit. You know, for 3 years, he looked towards the needs of others, never turning them away. Even sometimes when his disciples would chase the people who were crying to meet Jesus, Jesus, you know, stood and, you know, people knew that if they went to Jesus, they could count on him, you know. But the question is, how often do we miss opportunities to show God's love to others because we are too busy? We are locked up in our offices. We are always rushing here and there, leaving the needs of others in a blur as we whiz past them. Slow down and open your eyes, my dear friend, because opportunities to show kindness, they are always there. So what am I saying? Be intentional in the showing of your kindness and be consistent. The Bible tells us that you must love your neighbor as you love yourself, because this is the second and the greatest commandment. But then the story of the Good Samaritan poses a question and says, who is my neighbor? With this question, the parable of the Good Samaritan was born, where we will talk about it, of course, in detail as we continue to, you know, unpack this aspect. Then sometimes it is easier to show kindness to your relatives. It is easier to show kindness to your friends. It is easier that way. But what about somebody who has wronged you? Somebody you are at loggerheads with. It is easier to show kindness to people who are within our comfort zones. You see, but then we receive a high calling and admonition when the Lord Jesus tells us to bless our enemies, knowing that through this act of kindness, we can soften their hearts. You know, it is easy to get irritated by our siblings, you know, and we argue a lot and, you know, do all those things, blame them, ignore them, and do all these things. But then Christ emphasizes mercy, patience, love, and kindness to our families, you know. But then what is difficult is showing love to your enemies. But then what is kindness? As we wrap up, we are just looking at the foundation and the definition. So with all these things we have indicated and shared today, we can simply say kindness is selflessness. It is being compassionate, to have merciful acts. In so doing, we are going to demonstrate the greatest power revealed in practice to our enemies. And amongst the least of these, that you love your neighbor and show them kindness. So as we continue, our center of kindness will be on no other than Jesus Christ himself, because he's the perfect embodiment of kindness. He was motivated by kindness. He was motivated by love. And that is why he left the splendors of heaven just to be with us and show us the way. Well, we will wrap it up and end here. And tomorrow we shall pick it up in a different fashion altogether. Thank you so much. May the good Lord bless you. And we shall see you tomorrow at the right time, same place. God bless you.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.